Multilinguals unite. This is Sandra Tsing Lo with the lowdown on science. Head, shoulders, knees, and nose? Huh? When reading unexpected words, we respond differently based on how many languages we speak. Why is that? Megan Zernstein and her team at the University of California, Riverside dug deeper. Around 30 bilingual students participated. They took fluency tests in their native Chinese and in their second language, English. Then, the students read sentences in English that did or did not make sense. For instance, after their meal, they forgot to leave a 10 for the waitress. The participants answered true or false questions about what they had read. Results: the more fluent students were in Chinese, the less unexpected words tripped them up. Students with higher Chinese fluency did better at filtering out nonsense words in the English sentences. So, English speakers, learning a second language? Remember to keep up your English skills. Guess I should add English to my language learning app.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba, by Sandra Tsing Lo, on the web at lohdownonscience.org.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at lohdown.